she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Yellow, everybody. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Boomer Sooner.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil Summers. Hiya. How you doing? Pull up a chair. We are taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex, you should call Autoflex, for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you'd like to join us on the internet. And you can see all our great pre-owned cars there, or maybe get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in. That's a lot of the worry about trading cars comes from what's my trade worth. That's exactly what you click on at Autoflex.com. What's my trade worth? And you'll get a free Black Book appraisal from your friends at Autoflex.
I saw the weirdest looking car today as I was driving in, and I had never seen it before, but it beats out the Nissan Juke for weird looking and the PT Cruiser for weird looking.
So what was it?
The BMW i3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yuck. Who would ever drive that thing besides this guy I saw?
You either love it or you hate it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Mark me down for the hate column, because that is the worst car I've ever seen. And, like, I'm surprised it has the BMW logo on it.
Well, it's because they make it.
BMW is such a nice brand.
Yeah.
Is that why it is?
Yeah.
It was confusing me as to why it was there. But it just looks like a little British car. I mean, like a smart car, but a cartoon version of it.
Well, you know, they make the Cooper, too.
Yeah, I love the Cooper.
Yeah.
So that's my least favorite car. I know you're not a big fan of the Fiat 500. Put me down for BMW i3.
Yeah, Fiat 500s, they look like those little French bulldogs.
Yeah, they kind of do.
They do. They got the little buggy
Except
eyes and
those
stuff.
Those bulldogs are cute.
Yes, they are.
Well, and they don't break down near as often.
So later in the show, we're going to get into what to do when you have an accident, because usually people panic, but we're going to give you a rundown of what you need to know. But first, your GPS in your vehicle actually could come in handy.
Well, a lot of people have GPS now, and I'm not sure they realize how many things your GPS actually can do for you. So if you have a factory GPS, you've got a little button in it. You can push it. It's a panic button or an SOS button, and it can really, really save you in case you're in a bind. Say you're carjacked and someone starts to attempt to steal your car. You can push that button, and at that second, whoever is on their receiving line can hear everything that goes on in your car. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's trying to get into the car, break into the car, grab something away from you.
Threaten you.
Exactly. They can hear it, and they'll notify police immediately if they hear something that they think is some sort of a threatening situation.
Do you have to have an account with the system? You know, GMC OnStar, for example?
You know, some you do and some you don't. And some of them, if you push the SOS or the panic button, they work whether you have an account or not.
Yeah.
And they're there just for your safety.
Because you wouldn't want to assume you have that and not know for sure if you do. Like, what if somebody borrowed your car?
Mm-hmm.
And they thought maybe they could push that button and get some help, and then
yeah.
you didn't activate it or something.
So test it out is what you're saying?
No.
Well, you can when you
no.
yeah.
call 911. Does this number work?
Yeah, that it does.
What it does.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
It's like a 911 for you when you're in the car, though.
Yeah.
Another thing, if you lock your keys in your car, and I know no one that we know has ever done
no,
that.
No, of course not.
But if you lock your keys in the car, you can call an 800 number, and they can actually unlock your car for you, which means you don't have to call a locksmith. Worst case scenario, you don't have to break a window to be able to get to your keys. Say you're driving, and your car stalls,
mm-hmm.
and you're on the side of the road, and you're stuck. You could wait a long time for a wrecker, or you could push that button, tell them where you're at, and they will send service people instantly.
Love
and
that.
They know exactly where you're at because your car has a locator attached to its GPS. So even if you don't know where you are, they know where you are, and they can tell them to send help.
Let's not jump into that instantly. We don't know how instantly that help would be sent based on what time of day.
Right. But
well,
faster
they're
going
to get it faster get than you are. Yeah,
because yeah, exactly. you're going to have to look up different tow trucks and call and get prices.
True.
And
okay, so as an extension of knowing where your car is, if your car is stolen, this is worth everything. Because if your car is stolen, you report it, and they put a pinger on your car and locate your car wherever it is and call the local authorities wherever your car is and say, I've got a stolen car. It's located at this address. You can find it on this street. I actually saw this work. We had a customer that had a car stolen, and he lived in Idaho. It's a long story, but anyway, he reported it stolen to the police. They activated it. It was a little Mercedes. They activated the pinger, and they arrested a guy driving that car down the strip in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Pulled him out of the car, put him on the ground, handcuffed him, and our customer got his car back.
That's awesome.
It really is.
With some fresh new miles on it.
Yeah. Well, but he got it back.
Yeah.
And it had traveled from Idaho to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was driving it was big timing it, they say.
Oh.
You know, I got me a.
Nice.
So, yeah, I got a new Mercedes, except not long.
Right.
Okay, finally, if you have young drivers, it's a nice way to find out where they are. If you've got a GPS system that tracks your car, you can also find out where your teenagers are and make sure they're not in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or where you told them they could never go, which is where they're going to go. First
of course.
Time. Yeah.
I heard they have these new things that when the baby is born, they can just inject this like GPS tracking thing right into their arm. You can tell where your kid is for the rest of their lives.
Are you kidding?
What do you think?
Is that real?
What do you think?
I don't know.
I bet you could really do it, but I really surely could. It's not allowed.
Too many sci-fi
right?
movies.
I know. That's scary sci-fi right there.
Hey, listen, if they can do it to, what's his face for the, what was the movie with the Mini Cooper? You know, I can't think of it now. It'll come to me later.
I don't know that one.
It's always good to start off on something you have no idea where you're going. That's always good.
I knew where I was going.
I do that. This will happen 15 more times by me during the show, so don't worry. So if you're getting a new GM or Chevy truck in the next year, pay attention to this story because they've got an update on their ignitions.
Well, it seems that they're going to replace the keys on 2014 and 2015 GM full-size trucks and GMC full-size trucks. And here's what that would include. That would include the Silverado, the GMC Sierra, the Suburban, the Tahoe, the GMC Yukon, and the Yukon XL SUV. So here's what can happen. If the steering wheel is in the up position and you shift the gears, it's possible with the key that comes with the car from the factory that you could strike the key with the shift lever. Now, it's a little hard, and your foot has to be on the brake before it's a problem. But it's a little hard to do, but they're not taking any chances anymore. So if you have one of those trucks,
good.
If you contact a local dealer, they will replace your key with one that is made in such a way that you can't accidentally hit it and turn it off.
And if you need to go over that list again, we've got it posted. Autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page. You can follow along with all the stories we talk about.
Exactly. We got a really cool video on there, and we'll talk about it later in the show, but there's been a robot invented that shoots threes. And
three
it's
pointers.
Really, really cool.
Three pointers. Say what it is for the rest of us. Non-athletic.
Okay. Yeah, anyway. It's very cool. We'll talk about it. And the video is on Autoflex. Oh, you know, we did the story on all the vehicles involved in the Takata airbag
recall.
Mm-hmm. That is the most clicked on Facebook article that we have ever put out.
Wow.
By far. So many, many people went to Autoflex's Facebook page to look and see if their car was one of the ones affected.
Well, especially when we said that guy's quote about it was like having a loaded shotgun pointed at your face if you have a defective Takata airbag.
Seriously. So,
and we said, go find out if your car's one of them. I would want to know.
I feel so much safer having airbags once that came around and then this happens.
Yes.
Well, we don't have airbags in our cars that are affected because our cars were made recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's older cars. But at the same time, the analogy is perfect. I mean, it's like having a shotgun pointed right at you.
He means our cars as in those of us sitting right here.
Yeah.
Right.
What was
not
the cutoff
our Autoflex cars.
2007? Or 2008?
The latest, I think, was 2007. Most of these cars were built in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's much older cars. So even a car that is traded into us could have been one that was affected. So Any used car, whether it's your car now or one that you're looking at to purchase from an individual, from a dealership, check it out.
Yeah.
Make sure.
And again, you can go to Autoflex.com's Facebook page to find out.
And it's free to get it fixed.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Mr. Bean, was that the name you were looking for?
No.
Okay,
it's the
the fan texters are
Italian
trying to help
job?
Us.
Italian Job?
No, but that was a great movie.
No, but that was a Minnie Cooper, too.
Yeah.
It was the... I'll think of it.
Minnie Coopers.
Yes.
Minnie Coopers, yes.
Fun with words. Yay. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can do what I did and call Autoflex for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, so you can see all of our great pre-owned cars right there. Maybe apply for a lease or a finance online. And build any car you might be considering. You can actually click on part of our website. Any car that you might want to look at, you can build the car there. It understands all the build conflicts, and you can build it exactly like you want it. It'll give you pricing and everything right there.
Love that. I saw an FJ Cruiser. It was solid gray when I was driving in. Is that a standard color? Because I've never seen that before from Toyota.
Was it like a flat matte finished?
It was, it was kind of glossy, but it was a really pretty, just like a nice heather gray almost.
Yeah, they probably do that. And the other thing is, if the roof was a different color, they may have painted it all to match, because a lot of the FJs, they had an accent color on the roof.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got that taken care of and made the same color as the car.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was all one color. So maybe that's why it stood out to me. But you could see that at Autoflex if you go there and build your own FJ Cruiser.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Just got honked at with one of those stupid 18-wheelers for texting. Well, guess what? Well, don't text and drive.
Pull over.
Yes.
Oh, I feel your pain, sir. That's happened to me, too, and it jolts you right out of your zone.
Well, honestly,
I know. It's for a good cause.
You're not watching what you're doing. I did attempt doing it just on a little neighborhood street where there are no cars around. I slowed down to nothing. I started driving toward the curb. It's not a good idea.
I know.
Hit a squirrel. It was terrible.
Oh, no, see, I that would make me not do it.
I just did it to test, to see what I... Of course, I'm not an avid... Some people have a little better practice, so I'm sure practice doesn't make perfect, but it certainly improves your ability, but...
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have little buttons you can feel to just move your finger around, like on an iPhone or any of these smartphones. How do you know you're doing it right?
Well, that's why it auto-corrects you. But a lot of times, as we know, that ends up not being right.
Anyway, the movie was Bourne Identity, remember? But it was not necessarily a tracker. It was some sort of a laser thing that had a bank account or something.
In Matt Damon's
arm. I looked
it
up. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to
car talk.
Auto news.
Yes.
It's navigation.
So Honda might get some penalties.
You know, this is sort of a... It's an ongoing story, and it's really sort of, it's gotten crazy. The CFPB has brought
what is
in.
The CFPB?
It is the Consumer Fraud Protection Bureau. It is the only agency in Congress that has no oversight at all. It's not overseen. The Senate, nor the House of Representatives, nor the Treasury has any direct supervision over this board. It's just, it operates all on its own.
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and U.S. Department of Justice.
Right. Okay. So they have charged a number of lenders with discriminatory lending practices, because if they offer financing, they have the ability to change the rate on that financing. And the CFPB is saying that because they have the ability to change the rate, they have looked at their practices, and they are discriminatory. There are discriminatory lending practices going on. They have fined Ally Financial. They have fined Toyota. Well, Toyota agreed to pay them. They have fined a number of different manufacturers because their dealers that are allowed to offer financing actually mark up the financing as a service charge.
Can I read this section?
Yeah, so please.
Okay, so the CFPB last year said auto lenders were responsible for higher rates for dealer reserve for legally protected classes of borrowers, such as minorities and women. The lenders make those higher rates possible by allowing dealerships, so this is the finance department, and I was a finance manager, so I'm familiar with this, to charge customers with similar credit histories different rates, according to the CFPB. Can I inject my opinion?
Please.
About? I was a finance manager at a dealership, so I know how this works. It is an area of convenience that we made available for customers. The lenders come to the dealers. They want the business from the general consumer, because you and I, we have a bank account at, you know, B of A or Chase or the credit union or whatever. So if we go to our bank and ask them to borrow money to buy a car, they're going to say, sure, we'll give you this much money, but you can't borrow over this percentage of loan value and so on. However, and that works for a very small percentage of people who have no credit problem, aren't upside down in their car, and it works. Those banks don't do direct leasing. They don't do any direct special finance. And unfortunately, I bet 30% or more of the consumers today are in a situation where they need special financing. So they need a lender that will dig a little deeper, take a bigger risk to loan them the money. Okay? They're not going to do it for free.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? And they'll offer it through a dealership as well. Now, the knowledge of the dealership to put these packages together for people to figure out which car is going to work to help cover negative equity, which rebates are going to help absorb this, which car is going to work to take care of the fees and so forth to help them get to the payment they want. That's not free. You know,
well,
they need to make a little bit of money for the convenience, I would think.
This has turned into a great income source, is what it's turned into. Because the government is you can't really fight
the
government.
For the government, not for the dealership.
Yeah, exactly. The banks can't fight the government because the government does regulate banking. So if they fight them on this, it turns into a big to-do, and it costs them more money than it would to pay these gigantic fines they're paying.
But all these people will not be able to get a loan at all now.
Which is the point. The American AFSA, which is the American Financial Services Association, did a study on the methodology that the CFPB, so many different letters in these letter soup, they did a study on the methods that they used to determine there was discrimination, and they found them to be completely, completely worthless, basically.
Well, it is, because I was a finance manager, and nobody was discriminating.
It's
sort
of
like trying to help people get loans.
It's sort of like a witch hunt where you get paid a whole lot, and that's what's going on. So anyway, but here's the other thing: Honda really doesn't have a good way to fight this. Even though they're not wrong, they can't fight it because if you start fighting the government, they've got money that lasts forever and attorneys by the legion that work for them. So Honda probably will end up paying a fine, as did Ally, as did Santander, as did a number of other lenders. When the discrimination is really not there, or at least they have not determined it in a sure way to be there, but it's easier to pay the fine and cheaper than it is to try to stand up and fight the government. So it's really a bad situation.
All right. I do see both sides. I see the side where they want to make sure consumers aren't taken advantage of. But we as consumers, and that's part of why we're here, we'd like to help educate you guys so that you can make an informed decision. And that's what I do with my friends, my clients that come to me. I give them all the information. It's quite transparent. And then you make an informed decision based on what you need.
Well, and what they're saying is discriminatory is just like you said. Sometimes maybe somebody owes too much on their trade-in. And they know they do. But they need to trade.
They owe what they owe.
They owe more than the car's worth.
Right.
And so they come to us and they say, look, we know we're upside down, but could you help us? And we have to find a lender that will lend enough to get them out of their car. And sometimes that means that you have to raise the rate in order to increase the dollars to get them out of their car. So we do it because people ask us to. It's not discriminatory.
It's optional.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if you eliminate the ability to do that, you're going to eliminate a lot of people's ability to get a car.
Right.
So that's especially people with bad credit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where it's going to really
credit
affect
challenges,
you.
Credit challenges. Yes.
So, you know, it's one of those things that the unintended consequences will result in less people being able to finance cars or being able to finance cars as affordably as they can now. We've got 40-something banks we work with. if you've got stellar credit, your interest rate's not going to vary very much because we've got, you know, you're going to be under 2% in a lot of cases on a pre-owned car. But if you've got mid 6 credit to mid 5 credit, we'll get callbacks sometimes that vary 5 and 6% in interest rate. Some lenders will give you a lot better interest rate than other lenders will. And if you don't have all of that flexibility and the ability to look at all these different lenders, and they don't have the flexibility to lend at different levels, then you're pretty well going to be locked down. It's like going to a car dealer that puts everything they do through the manufacturer's bank. Say it's a Ford, Chevy, Mercedes, whatever. Every deal we do with the manufacturer's bank. That means that nobody else is going to get a chance to look at your deal and maybe give you a better interest rate.
Ah.
Yeah. Some dealers, and some dealers have many banks, and some dealers really only have one or two. We've got over 40 just because it gives us the ability to make you a better deal.
And if they can't raise the interest rate for a higher risk person, regardless of whether you're male, female, a minority or not, then they're just not going to make it available.
Right.
Because if you're a higher credit risk, they want to make a little more money right up front to kind of make up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know going in, it's your option to sign or not. So I don't know. I want everything to be fair. I want everybody to have an affordable situation. Of course.
Of course.
But I also know that the lenders, they just won't make the money available. Mm-hmm. They'll just say no rather than take a chance of getting in trouble.
You know, and what they're saying in these charges that they're bringing against these different banks is that they are charging people more than they should charge them. And the reality is whatever somebody should charge them, they should charge them. It's up to you as a lender as to what interest rate you charge. The other thing is, if you have access to lending yourself, if you're a member of a credit union, if you have a bank, go to them before you ever start shopping anywhere else. Mm-hmm. See what kind of interest rate you're afforded. We routinely are able to save people money and interest because we have so many different lenders that'll look at their deal. Maybe their local bank doesn't even lend that inexpensively.
And the convenience alone of being able to just do everything in one place.
Yes.
Right? That's pretty that's pretty nice.
That's the best part.
Anyway, it's
forearmed is forewarned. I mean, find out the best rate you can get, shop it around, look around. Mm-hmm. The witch hunt that's going on right now with the CFPB is unfortunate because if they continue to do it, it's going to limit people's ability to buy and get good rates when they don't have perfect credit.
Right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053 or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. Maybe you are car shopping. You want to get yourself a new car with a new warranty and new safety features. Call AutoFlex because they can get you in whatever make and model your little heart desires. What are those numbers, David?
That's either 817 or 972-234-1234, or if you prefer the convenience of going online, it's autoflex.com. And you can pretty well do everything at autoflex.com that you want to, other than physically take delivery of the car. You'll have to meet with us, and we'll have to hand you the keys and sign paperwork.
That's true. But they'll come to you, which has been my experience the last two cars I got from AutoFlex.
Yeah, a lot of people that get cars from us, we deliver the car. Sometimes they come down and drive three or four different cars, and then when they've decided which one, we arrange to deliver the car to the office or the house.
Exactly what y'all did for me.
Or Christmas cars, and that's a fun thing because we do a lot of Christmas cars every year. Cars delivered with a big bow, and we've hidden them in garages. We've hidden them in neighbors' garages.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had valets pull the car around with a big red bow on it to the front of a restaurant on Christmas Eve
as
a surprise. Yeah, that was a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, I have a friend who's listening right now. I'm not going to say his name, but he did just get a car for his son, and he's going to surprise him for it on Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be fun. Speaking of Christmas presents, if you are getting your somebody special a car, you could also add one of these crazy expensive options to it.
Well, I mean, if you're getting a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini Aventador, I guess you can afford to pay more. So if you really want to dress up your new Rolls Royce Wraith, for only $9,100, you can get the Spirit of Ecstasy, which is the woman on the hood of the Rolls Royce with the flowing hair. You can get her gold-plated for only $9,100.
Oh.
Now, what says Rolls Royce more than a gold-plated hood ornament?
I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't want like an actual piece of gold out there where the weather and the all the elements can affect it.
Honey,
some of
it came from the earth. It'll be fine.
Some of the well, and some of the Rolls Royces actually roll that hood ornament down when you turn the car off.
Oh wow!
So that when the car is not attended,
can't be swiped.
Someone can't swipe it.
I was gonna say when I read this, I thought, well, I guess you need a chauffeur to man the car while you're shopping. For
of
your
course.
New shoes. I think the gold would be fine, though, out there in the elements.
Okay.
Don't you know, they pan for gold.
All.
They dig for gold. I think it'll be fine out there in the rain. But I don't think it would be fine just out there in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I think it might get snagged.
Mm-hmm.
So they offer that as a bonnet ornament, by the way, because, of course, that car is made in England. Now, if you're ordering a Ferrari F12 Berlinetta, you can get it with a golf bag that is made from the exact material that the seats are made, so they match, and it's only $10,439 for a golf bag. It's not bad. I mean, you got to really like golfing, I think.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that's sort of interesting, though. For $13,651, you can get a set of luggage that matches the interior of the car, the interior leather. Here's why this is important. The luggage is actually built to fit perfectly in the very small area in the back of the car where you can put luggage.
They call a trunk.
Yes, it's not much of one. The guy that stored in RoboCop had a Ferrari here in Dallas for years. He kept it here, and he had the luggage in the back. And it really looks sort of cool because it all fits very flushly. So $13,651, a little bit of change there for you, and you can have that cool luggage.
That is kind of cool.
For another $3,500, you can have carbon fiber cup holder trim.
I mean, I guess if you have enough money to afford that, then these are just little amenities.
Okay, so we actually do some Lamborghini business, and if you're getting an Aventador, you can get a carbon fiber package for that car for only $12,820. And if that's not enough, you can add the front end carbon fiber package for only another $6,190.
Wow.
And if you're going to spend $500,000 on a car, you know. We actually...
Well, I'm not. I'm kind of getting depressed now.
We the last Aventador that I know that we leased was to a gentleman who took it right to the Lamborghini dealer and had the carbon fiber packages added. I mean, that's the first thing he did.
Wow.
So there you have it. Porsche Panamera, a lot of those out there. We lease a lot of
this
those.
This is the best bargain of all.
$740, and you can have leather sunshades.
Sun visors
can be leather instead of that tacky cloth.
Right.
Right.
Or vinyl.
A couple of the other things I thought were interesting. For $1,100, if you have an S-Class Benz, you can get a little refrigerator built in the back.
Now, that's cool.
It is, and it'll hold a couple of bottles of champagne and maybe some little snacks.
For your shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On your way to a party, having your champagne.
And here's another one. If you have a Nissan GT-R Nismo, the really cool GTR, for only $12,900, and people, it's Christmas, right?
Oh,
for
I'll
only $12,900, you can get titanium exhaust tips.
Fancy.
How about that? back to Rolls-Royce again. You can get a little drink cabinet for $20,425 in the new Rolls-Royce Phantom, and for $14,100, you can get theater seating, so they're so much more comfortable.
It's definitely a better deal in the Mercedes.
So,
$1,100 for
yeah.
the fridge.
How in the world would that fit?
What's that, the theater seating?
Yes.
Oh, it just means that the seats have an electric recliner on them, and they vibrate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Sort of nice.
This is so fancy.
Oh, it'd be just like at home. Whenever I'm trying to watch a movie, I'd be right to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If they recline and vibrate, I'd be out like a light.
One of the newer things we're starting to see is what's called liquid metal paint.
Mm,
and that's
cool.
Where the paint looks like it's about 2 inches thick, and it's got a really high metal content, so it's real metallic, really shiny. And it's done. All it is a paint process. It doesn't really contain a lot of metal. It's just a paint process they use. But it's also a bit expensive. Now, you can get it on your 918 Spyder for only an additional $63,000.
Dang, that's more than my car.
There are
right.
some Porsche. You could
that's more than houses.
Yeah. You could actually get a Porsche, not the same model, for
$63,000. Right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. This next year, all of Chevrolet's cars are going to have wireless in them. It's going to be built in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every car they got. Maserati, on the other hand, will charge you $1,030 if you want wireless on your new Quattroporte.
So get your Cadillac for a lot less
money. Now, in the Bentley GT this year, for only $33,635, you can get liquid metal on that also. Or for $31,175, they'll do it in a flat color for you, which is all the latest
rage. Like
the matte black. Finish.
I'm not a fan of that. It looks like it's primered to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like they're waiting to go get their paint job next week.
But when you get one, you've got the only one on the block.
Yeah, that's true.
And all the really cool people look at that and they go, ooh, that's matte.
Well, let me
cool.
tell you the downside of the matte paint, because I have somebody dealing with that, and I warned them when they asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a little touch-up paint. Like, if you get a little scratch, you can't just touch up that matte paint.
Oh, you have to get the whole side panel or whatever,
I don't know
whatever
what
area.
It's a real problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is. I need to call Stuart at Stuart's Paint and Body and ask him. Hey,
yeah. Stuart's a really good guy.
What do you think about this matte finish?
If you've got a luxury car or if you've got any car and you want to get it repaired and you want it absolutely perfect, Stuart's Paint and Body on Plano. He does a great job on Plano Road. Porsche 911, this is maybe the most extravagant thing here, not cost-wise, but just crazy. For $1,720, they'll paint your AC vent slats on the inside of the car.
AC vent slats?
Yeah.
Are they the AC vents, or they're not the little
outside? No, the AC vents, yeah.
I mean, they come already whatever color
black.
Matches the interior of your car. Yeah.
Well, but how would you like them as an accent color?
Gosh. I mean, I would love to be one of the people who could afford to have just whatever these little accoutrements are, but that'd be way too expensive, I think.
Autoflex Lacing fan text, I just bought a vehicle from Autoflex. It was sincerely the easiest process ever. Thank you so much for texting in.
Awesome.
Oh, and he followed up, and I have credit issues, and it was still easy.
Aha, well, it should be.
Good choice.
Credit issues shouldn't make it hard to get a car. It's going to make it a little more expensive, but it shouldn't be a process.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the interest. You know, simply because, but let me tell you one of the cool things we did. I just sent out a list to all of our salespeople. I pulled a list of everybody who was in their vehicle for at least a year and a half or longer who had a higher interest rate, mm-hmm. an interest rate over a certain point. I said, call your clients. Let's see if they can refinance, trade out. Let's see if we can improve their situation, because if they've made their payments on time, we should be able to help them out.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. No matter where you got your car, if you got your car 3 or 4 years ago, it's very possible that we can get you a lower interest rate than you're paying right now, especially if you had, you know, a lot of people had credit damage coming out of 08 and 09.
Yeah.
So if you had that damaged credit then and your credit has improved, give us a call, because it costs nothing to try, and we may be able to lower your payments significantly because, again, we got over 40 lenders.
Right.
And if your credit is better now than it was, you could save some money every month until the car's paid for.
So that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we try to do. We follow up along with our clients, and just like we contacted you, it was a little bit early, and you're just like, hey, Zib, it looks like you can trade out of your car, and
mm-hmm.
and let's take a look at it. We try to review that with our clients each year, well, after a certain point each year. Same thing with the special finance situations where you've paid a little higher interest. If you've paid on time, and that's what we tell everybody, we stress, pay for this on time. You know, if you do nothing else, pay this car payment on time, because if you do, then we can help you get into a better situation. So I don't know that the CFPB is paying attention to the people that are actually trying to help people improve their situation, but we do.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
We're on your side. We're not loyal to a brand. We're loyal to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's the cool thing about doing business with us, is because we'll help you with whatever brand of car you're interested in, and then we're going to look for the best way for you to help you finance it, you know,
right.
the cheapest way for you to pay for it.
Right. Well, and people don't always know all the opportunities that are out there.
I know.
And that's, if you're in the business, you see a lot of opportunities that as a consumer you wouldn't normally see. So it's good to have an unbiased person to help you walk through the deal.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Mike and Francis Hargraves. They came back again this past week to get another vehicle. They've been clients for over a decade.
Yay!
And I turned them over to Harry Theophilides. It was done in a day.
Nice.
You know, they just made it really simple. They wanted to go from this big SUV that was older and giving them some trouble to a good, reliable, economical sedan.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Nice.
Harry took good care of him. So thank you, Harry, and thank you, Mike and Francis. It's always good to see you guys.
Mm-hmm. Congrats on your new car. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733, or you can call AutoFlex. What are the numbers, Dave?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Great time to look at the Save Money Monday cars. These are the cars that are going to go to auction on Tuesday if the fans don't buy them on Monday. So you can go to autoflex.com, see them on the specials page, or go to one of our locations on Central Expressway, just south of Spring Valley, Beltline in Richardson, or on I-20 just west of Cooper, and you can see some of those Save Money Monday cars there.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, a really good question. If you have 40 banks, does that mean I will have 40 hard pulls on my credit? No. Different banks buy different credit spectrums. So if your score is between 6 and 650, we've got a pretty good idea of three or four banks that would look at that, maybe five or six, but usually three or four. And that's what we would do, would be to submit your deal to those lenders and let them compete to give you the lowest interest rate. And it really does work. I mean, that's why we do it. We're able to get people better rates than they can get other places. But no, we wouldn't do 40. That would be silly, because some banks only buy AAA credit, and mm-hmm. we have them. And some banks buy all the way down into the 400s, and we have them.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever your credit is, that area, we would look at the lenders that would give us competitive bids. And then we'd put it out for competitive bidding, basically. And the low bid wins.
Yay.
And so do you.
Right. Although it doesn't feel like it, Christmas is right around the corner. You know, with the weather the way it is, it feels like it's spring. But lots of people are doing their shopping right now. And David, you've told the story before of your kid being at, was it North Park Mall?
Yeah, car was gone.
Yeah, they came out after Christmas shopping, had all the presents in there, and the car was gone.
They actually ran in to pick up a present that was being wrapped.
Oh.
And when they came out, their car was gone. They did get the car back in about 2 or 3 days, and it had no doors, no deck lid, no hood. The radio and the nav unit were gone.
Yikes.
Everything else was still fine.
Well, I don't know what's worse, either that or having all your Christmas presents stolen out of your car.
And that's a lot more common. And here's the thing. If you're going to have Christmas presents in your car, first of all, never have wrapped presents so someone can look through the window and see them.
Mm-hmm. Or unwrapped. Anything. Not just your pet. Anything.
Yeah. It's really silly to leave anything. Put everything in your trunk. Close the trunk. When people look in your car, they should be able to see nothing.
Mm-hmm. But seats.
People will break your door glass out for 25 cents in your console. I'm mm-hmm. telling you.
My friend with a convertible, they slit her convertible top to steal her smelly clothes in her gym bag.
God.
There was a gym bag in the car. They didn't know what was in it.
Right.
It was her smelly gym clothes.
And
but it cost her a convertible top.
So if you're out there shopping, don't buy more than you can put in your trunk, mm-hmm. or take it all at once, load it in your car, and go home with it. Another thing, you know, for the house, I mean, it's not a car thing, but don't put your Christmas tree in front of a big picture window with all the presents under it.
Oh. You're not going to change that. People are.
You're inviting shoppers.
I know. Yeah.
You
know, they're gonna, doing that.
Okay. Moving right along, everyone from time to time is involved in a car accident, and there's a couple of things you can do if you're involved in a car accident that will really, really save you a lot of time and maybe some expense later.
Mm-hmm. One of my crew just last night, his wife was rear-ended on Central Expressway.
So first of all, make sure you have your driver's license and insurance card with you at all times when you're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you know where it's easily accessible. Here's why. When you're in an accident, it freaks you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you don't think straight. So you want everything to be right where you want it to be. If you've got them, triangles that go on the ground, flares, road flares, cones, anything you've got, keep that handy also, so that in the event of an accident, especially if your car's not drivable, you can put those out and help protect your car. A lot of people get hit by other drivers after the accident has occurred.
Especially if it's night.
Exactly. They run into their cars. They run into people.
Mm-hmm.
A paper and a pen. You should always have something to write on and something to write with in your car to make notes, to write down information about what happened, just for any reason at all. It just makes it a lot easier. Now, if you just do those things when you have an accident, if that stuff is all handy, it leaves you in a lot better state of mind to work with the rest of the things.
Worst case, if you have lipstick right on the windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that brings me to the next thing. If you have a cell phone with a camera, everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
You can take pictures of everything you want to take pictures of. The other person's driver's license, the other person's insurance card.
The other person.
The other person, exactly. And the license plate on their car.
Yes.
Always. Mm-hmm. Because they may not even be, I mean, they may not be the owners of the car. Right. That car may not be insured with them driving. There's all kinds of
gotchas
there.
Not just the license plate. Those can be stolen. Take a picture of the VIN, the
if
vehicle
you can.
ID number.
Yeah, and you can see that under the steering wheel, under the windshield in front of the driver.
Or open the driver's
open the door.
Yeah. Inside the panel there.
Okay, now, first of all, if anybody's hurt, call an ambulance right away.
Sure.
Don't guess. Don't worry. Just call one. Doesn't cost anything. Call an ambulance.
Now, it says don't move the passenger, but what if they're out in the middle of the road?
Then you put things around them to keep people from running over them, but
okay.
You don't move them.
You
wait until medical personnel gets there. You can call the police. And sometimes they'll come. It's according to how severe the accident is, where it is, and which police department
they
you're calling.
They sure didn't want to come to my accident that I had because
why?
There weren't. We didn't think there were any injuries. You know, well, is everybody okay? Yeah. Well, then, you know, just exchange your... It's like, no, I need somebody to show who's at fault here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Well, and so here's the other thing. Turn the hazard lights on in your car.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think about that. You want to be as visible as possible. Now, if your car is drivable... Pull it off the highway. Do not leave it in a lane of traffic. It's a good way to get it hit again. It's a good way to get someone else involved in your accident that wasn't wanting
True.
To be involved. And you stack up traffic.
And
yes.
just, okay, yep. the highway, the side roads, wherever you are, get it out of the
get
way.
Get it out of the way. Get it into a parking lot. But, get it somewhere. And if you want to show what happened, take some quick pictures
or
and
video.
Then move it.
Mm-hmm. Make a video,
or video.
Around
yeah.
it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd be on video.
Now, if you suspect that the other driver has been drinking or is on drugs, call the police immediately and report that when you call 911. I think the guy that hit me is on drugs. I think the guy that hit me is drunk. It will get them there really, really quickly. That's one good way to make sure they show up, by the way. If you cannot get anyone on the phone, which I can't imagine anywhere in this area, you can always go to a police station to make those reports also.
Okay.
Okay, so then once the bad stuff's happened, the first thing you should probably do is call your insurance agent. Because he's going to need to know about this. This is after everything's settled, after the car's removed. Don't worry about it until you get all the critical stuff out of the way.
And we've talked before, never say, I'm sorry,
never.
Or...
And never sign anything that anyone asks you to sign.
Not right there at the accident.
Yeah, if the other person's insurance agent shows up, and this has happened, they may ask you to sign something. Do not sign anything. Unless the police officer asks you to sign it. If you're asked to sign something
yeah.
by a police officer, please sign it, because otherwise...
Let's be sure and do the
it,
things
it ain't gonna
that the
be
police
pretty.
Ask us to
yeah, yeah.
do.
So verify everything you can verify. Take pictures of everything you can take pictures of. And protect yourself and the health and your health and your well-being before you worry about anything else.
So I'm curious if we have any police officers listening. I've read that it's the law you're supposed to get your vehicle out of the pathway. You're supposed to get off the road. I mean, take your pictures. Do all of that, but you're supposed to get these vehicles off the road if they're drivable.
It's the one thing people don't do.
I know.
And they should do that. Yeah, you should get your car into a parking lot if it's drivable as soon as possible.
Because people just stand there. They have these little minor fender benders,
mm-hmm.
and then they just
get out of the car and, yeah.
And I'm like, why are you doing all this right here? It seems like you could get smashed into by somebody else, besides all the hate thoughts that you're probably receiving from the people that you've held up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all I'm thinking.
Okay, so Fiat Chrysler has now built a robot that will shoot three-point basketball shots. This is really, really cool. If you want to see the video on this, you can go to Autoflex's Facebook page, and you'll see the story about the three-point shooting robot. But they've got a great video of the robot and Marco Bellinelli from the San Antonio Spurs, and they're shooting threes against one another. And guess what? Once the robot starts hitting... He doesn't miss.
I love that.
Why
yeah.
has it got to be a he?
Well, it could be a she.
That's
could be
right.
It could be her. It's called a racer robot. And the reason they did the video is to show the safety of the robot so that the robot could work right with people in an assembly line. It's got such a nice touch on these threes, I'm telling you. And at the end, it beats Marco, and he gets a little frustrated. He runs up and jams the basket. He dunks the ball and turns around and, like, in your face. Like, show me, jam that. You go, you know.
Yeah.
But then when he leaves, the robot's still shooting them threes.
That's funny. We need that robot on the Mavs.
Completely unemotional robot.
Yes.
I think Mark Cuban is looking for sort of an android body that he can put on that.
Yeah.
You know, just something to hit solid threes all the time.
We should be on Shark Tank.
Oh, that would be great. So we have great AutoFlex Leasing fan texters. I asked about the law. Somebody texted back in, yes, it is the law that you're supposed to move your vehicles off the road. And apparently that's as of last year. Another one, also note who was in the other car. People will say later on they were in the car and claim injuries with your insurance.
Good
you're
one.
Exactly right. Yeah, and other people, wow. You know, people invent witnesses. People will invent a witness that'll say that they were in that car and that it was your fault. Yeah, and when there was no one in the car. Mm-hmm. I've actually had that happen to some customers.
Yeah, one of my customers got hit by a fellow who had somebody else in the truck with them, and it was clearly their fault, but they were saying that it wasn't. And because the passenger was this guy's brother, they mm-hmm. wouldn't take his testimony.
Interesting.
I know.
People will tell stories when it comes to things like this. So
you have to
take your phone out. Do videos, do pictures, get your car out of traffic, move it off the highway,
mm-hmm.
and let traffic go through and don't get hurt. That's the main thing.
Right. CYA.
That's right. All right. We've got to wrap things up, but you can still call AutoFlex. They're open right now, 817 or 972-234-1234, or log on to AutoFlex.com. We'll see you back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.